Well, I have almost completed the 23rd chapter of the book of Psalms. I'm in the last part of verse 5. I'll quote the whole verse to you. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. It would appear that you're in a pretty good place in these pastures of green grass, drinking from the water brooks. It would appear that you can just settle in and settle down. But suddenly, we find the fly in the ointment. In the term of the shepherd, summertime is fly time. As the weather grows warmer, the insects also begin to emerge. Only those people who have kept livestock or studied wildlife are aware of the seriousness of this problem for animals presented by insects in the summertime. I remember when I first moved to Houston. Now, Houston has got a lot of mosquitoes. In the neighborhood in which I lived, a rancher had cattle grazing across the road from where I lived. And the mosquitoes were so terrible and so many that one of those young calves was literally bitten and sucked to death. Those parasites would latch on to that young calf and just suck the blood and the life right out of that calf. Not only is mosquitoes bad in the summertime, but there are a lot of things that bother the sheep. There is the bot fly, the heel fly, and one of the worst kind is that nose fly, the nasal, and the deer fly, and other parasites that swarm in the summertime. Their attack on the animals can turn the golden summer months into a time of torture for the sheep and drive them to destruction. Sheep are especially troubled by the nasal fly. Those little flies buzz about the sheep's head, attempting to deposit their eggs on the damp mucous membrane of the sheep's nose. If they are successful, the eggs will hatch in a few days to form a small, slender, worm-like larva. They work their way up the nasal passages into the sheep's head. They burrow into the flesh, and there they cause an intense irritation accompanied by severe inflammation. For relief of this agonizing annoyance, sheep will deliberately beat their heads against trees, rocks, posts, or anything. In extreme cases of intense infestation, a sheep may even kill itself to gain relief from the aggravation. Often advanced stages of infection from these flies will lead to blindness. Because of this, when the nose flies hover around the flock, some of the sheep become frantic with fear and panic. And in their attempt to escape their tormentors, they will stamp their feet erratically and race from place to place in the pasture, trying desperately to elude the flies. All of this excitement and distraction has a devastating effect on the entire flock. Some sheep will be injured in their headlong rushes of panic. Others will be blinded and some even killed outright. This can be remedied only by the sharp eye of the shepherd and the continual loving care for his sheep. At the first sign of flies among his flock, he will apply the antidote to their heads. And what was this antidote? It was nothing more than the anointing which the shepherd would apply to the head of the sheep. Most shepherds preferred the linseed oil with sulfur and tar, which when smeared over the sheep's nose and head was a protection against the flies. And oh, what a transformation took place among the sheep. Once this oil had been applied to the head, there was an immediate change in behavior. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.